Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And welcome to Travel Talk, and I'm coming to you today from the Nuremberg Christmas Markets, which are just opening here in Nuremberg. And I'm joined by Marco, who is the head of the markets here. Marco, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you, Ed. Nice to see you.
It's wonderful to be back in Nuremberg again. It's my second time, and I've got a lovely preview of the markets now, which of course are opening fully tomorrow, and I'll be here again in the morning. But this really is an amazing market. There's different sides to it. I mean, you have so many stalls. Can you tell people, Marco, what they can expect now this year when they come over? Of course, great that the markets are back again.
Yeah, they can expect 165 stalls here at the central market, and they can expect a very gorgeous atmosphere. They smell roasted sausages. They can eat gingerbread, drink mulled wine, and see a lot of people from all over the world and find lovely Christmas products, glass balls or teddy bears or clothes. So a huge range of products and food.
Yeah, I mean, it really is the quintessential market. And of course, it opens with the angel of the markets as well. It's a very special event. And I mean, going back to like something like 1648.
Yes, the Christmas market started in 1628. And the Christkind opened his market every Friday before the first Advent with the prologue.
Wonderful. And you were saying to me that, I mean, this market, it's because a lot of the markets would do lots and lots of food. And of course, we all know Glühwein and Bratwurst and all the wonderful gingerbread. But here it's controlled in that you just have 20% food. And then we were looking at all these amazing products, decorations, yeah, trees, and people here from all over the world. You have a program where you invite people and you twin with like Africa, Glasgow, Greece. I mean, it's very Israel, China, everything. Everyone is here.
Everyone is here. And yeah, this is our tradition to have the focus on a wide range of products. And these products are Christmas products or gifts Christmas. And we don't want to change this ratio between food and product. And this is our unique selling point.
Yeah. And I mean, what's really nice here is the location. I mean, it's almost like the whole of the center here, mm-hmm, the old city of the old town becomes a big market. I mean, where I'm staying, my hotel is literally 8 minutes walk away. I mean, last night I got the train from the airport. Every 10 minutes, everything is so easy to do here. For people that haven't had a chance to visit markets with, of course, COVID and everything, yeah, I mean, this would really be one of the real ones to sort of start off with again, wouldn't it?
Yes, this market is a must-see on your bucket list. And the market is surrounded by the Church of Our Lady and the town hall, and yeah, it's the atmosphere. You have to come here and to feel the atmosphere. Can tell you a lot of Christmas market and a lot of Nuremberg. You have to see Nuremberg. Nuremberg is a town with around about 500,000 inhabitants, but it's also a small village, because within a few weeks or a few months, you learn a lot of people. It's like a little village, but you have also the infrastructure of 500,000 city.
Yeah, no, that is it is that, isn't it? And I mean, again, you've the history here. You've the real, I mean, I know Germany is famous for, I think you have something like 1400 markets in Germany. I mean, I'm not sure the number at this stage.
And
you're the expert at Christmas markets. I really think so. I mean, but this really is, and the smells here, and to see all the preparation, the excitement. And this will run now, Marco, from the 25th right up to Christmas Eve, you were saying at 2 o'clock, and it's open from 10 until 9 every day. So brilliant for people to come. And it's really, you spend loads of time here.
Yeah, you have how many hours? From 10 to 9, 11 hours time to walk around, to drink, to eat, to spend a lot of money. And then when you are very tired, you can go to a very famous restaurant and eat there our sausages also, or pork shoulder. So you see a lot of, we have a lot of museums here in Nuremberg. You can also visit a very big shopping street. So come here to Nuremberg, come to Nuremberg, and you will love it.
Brilliant. And Marco, where is the, for people wanting to get information, what's the best website to go to for the markets here?
Yeah, we have our own website, is christkindlesmarkt.de. It's in German and in English. And there you find a lot of information about the market, about the Christkind. And there are special tours around the market, a tour, the original creative tour, products from the region. So there are four tours you can go, and then you can visit the stalls and walk around.
Brilliant. Well, Marco, it's been a pleasure to meet you. And I brought an empty suitcase. I'm ready to fill it now because, you know, I've been missing the Christmas markets for years, and this is going to be such an enjoyable experience. Thanks a million. And I wish you all the best now for the season ahead.
Thank you, Ed. And now we are going to drink a mulled wine.
Oh, brilliant. Fantastic.
Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands, because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.